Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Idea to Impact podcast. Today I'm going into something that can completely change the way you see your book. But first I've got a question. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about writing a book? For most people, it's about selling copies, getting their book on Amazon, into bookstores, and hopefully watching the sales roll in. And while it's a great goal, it's not guaranteed. It doesn't just happen that way. And it's also where a lot of authors get stuck. They think that the journey ends there. But the reality is, writing a book is just the beginning. So let me just tell you about how many books I've sold collectively. Now, I've sold over 3,000 books worldwide collectively. And yeah, that's awesome. It's covered my expenses for editing. It's covered my expenses for writing my books and publishing and all that kind of stuff. But I've made a whole lot more money leveraging my book inside my business and using that book as a tool to bring people into my world, to get to know people and work with people who essentially I want to work with, and working with the right kinds of people. And that's what Published Impact has done for me. It's what's helped me grow my business. It's what helped me even start my business. So I want you to think that the journey begins with your book and the investment is well worth it. So whether you've already written a book or you're planning to write one, in this episode, I'm going to give you 5 revenue streams that's going to help you diversify your income with your book that doesn't just include sales. So let's get into it. Now, why is a book more than just a product? Let's shift your perspective first. So your book, it's not just a product. Yeah, it's something tangible, you can sell it, but more importantly, it is a platform for you. It's a platform for your business. Think about this. When you publish a book, you're positioning yourself as an expert in your field. You're saying, I know this topic well enough to write about it. And that authority, that confidence is super powerful because people start to see you as a trusted source. The trust doesn't just sell books. It sets the stage for bigger opportunities. So maybe someone reads your book and thinks, I'd love to learn more about this person. Or maybe a business owner decides, this is exactly the kind of expert we need to bring in. All of a sudden, that trust is built and you've got someone that's read your book and gotten to know you and now has opened up opportunities. So a book boosts your credibility in ways that few other things can. And once you have that credibility, the revenue streams start to flow. So your book is not just a product. It is a credibility booster and it's a gateway for more income. Now let's get into revenue stream number one, which is high ticket coaching and consulting. So one of the most lucrative opportunities your book can unlock, it's high ticket coaching and consulting. So here's how it works. When someone reads your book, they're essentially getting a taste of your expertise. They're learning your methods, they're learning your strategies, and they're learning what makes you different to the next person, to the person that offers something similar to what you do. That's where the coaching or consulting comes in. Imagine you've written a book about scaling small businesses. A reader could easily reach out and say, I need help implementing these strategies in my own business. Can you coach me through it? You could then offer that signature premium coaching program that you offer tailored to their needs. And because they've already read your book, they trust you more. They're more likely to invest in your high ticket services because you've already demonstrated your expertise. They've fallen in love with the person behind the book. So your book is going to lay that foundation for deeper, high value client relationships, and it's going to attract the kind of people that you want to work with. And that's why I mentioned before, I have high ticket coaching and publishing inside Idea to Impact. Without my book Published to Impact, or without being a best-selling author, or without even being an author, it makes it that much more challenging to convert new clients that come into my business. Because I've got that book, I've laid the foundation. So think about your high ticket programs that you offer, how your book can support that. Now, the second revenue stream is speaking engagements and workshops. So a little known fact about being an author, it significantly boosts your chance of landing speaking gigs because event organizers love booking authors because it adds instant credibility. It signals to the audience, this person knows their stuff. But you don't want to stop at speaking engagements. Here's why. If you prefer a more hands-on approach, the workshops that you can do are an incredible way to share your expertise. So you can design workshops based on the key themes or strategies inside your book. And here's why this works. The workshops allow you to take concepts in your book and bring them to life in a practical, interactive way. Plus, it's also extremely profitable for your business. Even a small workshop with, let's say, 5 or 10 people, that can generate you thousands in revenue, especially if you're charging premium rates. And then you might find that they've enjoyed that workshop and they want to invest further in your services as well. And because you've got your book, you've essentially turned that book into something that allows people to come into your world and really get to know what it is that you offer. And they've trust you so much because they've read your book, they've learned a lot about you, and they know what they're essentially signing up for. So the key takeaway from this revenue stream, your book can turn you into a sought-after speaker or a workshop facilitator. And that's going to add both impact and income to your business as well. Revenue stream number 3 is digital products. So we can look at low-ticket products here. Now, this is one of my personal favorites because of its scalability and passive income potential. So here's the idea behind this. You've already put in the work to create valuable content for your book. So why not repurpose that content into an online course or even a masterclass? I do this with my online course, Mindset to Manuscript. It's a low-ticket online course that has been designed off the back of my book, Published to Impact. And it's an entry-level way that if people aren't too sure about investing into Idea to Impact, the Mindset to Manuscript online course is a way for them to get to know what it's like to become an author and to write a book. And they've got that guidance in regards to how they deal with their mindset when it comes to becoming an author, how they work through the idea that they have for their book, and how they can navigate their way into a book outline so that they're ready to write. And it's a low ticket way, like I said, because it breaks through the barrier of belief. And a lot of the times we don't believe that we're capable of writing a book. So Mindset to Manuscript is that low barrier to entry online course that's inside my business that introduces them essentially to that high ticket offer, to that high ticket program of Idea to Impact. So it's a little taster. And now let's say for you, if your book covers productivity techniques, you could break those techniques into short actionable lessons, and then you can turn them into an online course or even a masterclass. Then suddenly you've created a new product that requires minimal effort to maintain, but can indefinitely sell. Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. And also a tip, focus on creating evergreen content, something that lasts, something that remains relevant and valuable over time. That way your digital products, they're going to continue to generate income long after your book is published, and you don't need to keep going back and revising your courses. It can just sit there and generate income long after your book's published. So your book can evolve into various formats. Revenue stream number 4 is memberships and subscription models. This is something that is becoming a lot more prevalent in online business. These are perfect for readers who want more than just your book. So by creating a membership or a subscription, you can then offer ongoing value. Things like monthly Q&As, exclusive content, access to a private community. And the reason why this works, not only does the model build recurring revenue, it creates a following. It creates a loyal following. And your readers become part of a community where they can interact with you and interact with each other. And this sense of connection, it's going to keep them engaged. It's going to keep them invested too. So you could write a book, let's say, on personal development. You could then create a subscription where members get access to exclusive resources that you've created. They could get access to live coaching sessions, a supportive community to keep them accountable as well. So your book, it can lead to a thriving community of engaged and paying members too. And finally, licensing and partnerships. These are often overlooked, but they can be incredibly lucrative. Here's how it works. You can license your book's content to businesses, schools, or training programs. For example, if you've written a book on team dynamics, a company could use your content as part of their employee training. And there are then partnerships. So these could be with brands, organizations, or even the thought leaders who align with the message that you want to share. And these strategic partnerships, they can lead to joint events, exclusive collaborations, more speaking opportunities as well. These are great things, say, if you want to get your book into a school. These are something that, this is something that can be incredibly lucrative for you, where you're brought in to speak at the school, you're brought in to give your knowledge, your expertise, your experience. You've also got your book there that schools may purchase as well from you too. So this revenue stream can be tough and challenging to get into. It requires a whole lot more trust, but that's the value of having your book. It's that gateway for that trust, that gateway for that connection. And if the decision, and if the right decision maker in the company or in the school or wherever it is you want to license and create a partnership with, if that decision maker is there and they've built that, if you've built that trust with them, the chances of landing that are a lot higher. But you need a book, because a book can open doors. It's going to open doors for partnerships. That's going to expand your, that's going to expand your reach, and it's going to expand your income. Now we're at this point of episode where you might be wondering, where do I start? So I want to break it down. I'm going to give you an action plan. Identify your core message and who it serves. Who are you specifically writing for? You then want to brainstorm your revenue streams that align with your business goals and audience needs. For example, do you have high ticket offers? Do you want to create high ticket offers? Would you prefer using your book for low ticket? There's many different revenue streams. So choose one that's going to align with your business, your goals, and your audience's needs as well. You then want to start small. So choose one revenue stream to focus on first. Maybe it's coaching. Maybe it's a workshop. Maybe it's an online course. Choose one, get good at it, and expand gradually. So as you see results, start adding more streams to your portfolio. The key is to leverage your book's content strategically. You don't need to create everything all at once. So build it step by step based on your strengths and what your audience wants as well. So to wrap this episode up, your book, it's just the beginning. It's a catalyst for creating multiple income streams, multiple opportunities inside your business. Now, I hope today's episode has sparked some ideas for you. Think about the revenue streams that you want to use inside your business that you want your book for. And if you're ready not only to write, but strategically position your book for maximum impact and revenue, check out Idea to Impact, available in the show notes. Because what we do is we turn your book into a powerful business tool, one that's going to generate income, one that's going to generate impact and influence in your industry. So with that said, until next time, I'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.